Bava Kama Paragimel Mishnah Yud Aleph. This Mishnah will discuss a principle which we may be familiar with, called Hamotzi Michavera Olavaraya. We may be familiar with this actually as a English phrase that possession is 9/10 of the law. And when you try to extract money out of somebody that's in doubt, it's upon you, the person who's trying to take out the money and then extract the money from your friend, you have to bring the proof. And that's the operating principle of this Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Shor Shehaya Rodef Acher Shor Acher. One ox we saw running after another shor, the Huzak, and then we don't see the actual damage, but after one was running the other, we discovered that one ox was damaged, but we don't know how the damage occurred. Ze Omer Shorcha Hizik, Ze Omer Lo Ki Ela Basela Loka. So the person whose shore received the damage says that it's your shore, your ox that was running after my ox that did the damaging. And the person whose ox was doing the running after, whether the chasing, says, "No, my ox didn't damage your ox, but rather it fell and hurt itself on a rock." So Hamelzi Mechaver Olavaraya, the person whose shore was running after the other shore does not have to pay unless the person whose shore received the damage can prove that the damage happened via his shore. Another case similar to this, Hayushnaim rode from Acher Echad. You have two different oxen running after one ox. Ze Omer Shorcha Hizik. So one of them says that it's your shore that did the Hizik. Ze Omer Shorcha Hizik. Another one says, no, your shore did the damaging. It's not clear. Somehow we know that it was a shore that did the Hizik. We just don't know which one. And each one is pointing the finger at the other. Shneim Patur, and both of them are Patur. However, the Mishnah says, "Im hayu shneim shel ish echad." If both of the oxen that were doing the chasing belong to one man, shneim chayavin, both of them are liable. Now, what does that mean? Both of them are liable. So the Gemara explains that if, let's say, both of these that were doing the chasing are shor tam, they're both the ones that you would only pay chatzin nezek. But the halacha is that in a short time, besides the halach of chatzin nezek, we mentioned that also they pay migufa, they pay from their bodies themselves, we'd have to be from the sale of those oxen themselves. So the person who owns the oxen would have to pay the half nezek from between the two of them. And that would be the guf, the body of the one that's of the least value, because he can say, between the two of them, I say it's the one of the lesser value that it did the damaging, and you'll have to collect everything out of that one. If it's not enough, it's not enough, because when you pay me gufo, all you can pay is whatever that shore that did the damage is valued at. And here, since we don't know which of the two oxen did the damaging, we would say because of Hamotzi Mechaver Olavaraya that only the lower value one is available to be collected from. However, if one of them was lost, one of these two oxen was lost, then the owner of the oxen doesn't have to pay anything, because he can say the one that got lost was the one that did the damage, and therefore I don't have to pay anything from this other one. The Mishnah continues, Hayechad Gadol Veechad Katan. If one of the two oxen that were chasing this animal, one of them was large and one of them was small. Hanizik Omer, the person who received the damage, says Hagadol Hizik. He says that the larger ox was the one that did the damaging, and therefore I have the ability to collect my damages from a larger and animal that's worth more and is more likely to be able to cover my loss. Vamazik Omer, the person who owns the shore that did the damage, says Loki Ela Hakatan Hizik. I'll tell you, it was a smaller one, which may not have you enough funds available within its value to pay for the loss. In that scenario, or another scenario, Echad Tam Echad Muad, if one of the two oxen, one of them was a Tam, which you could only collect 50%, Echad Muad, but one of them was a Muad, which you would have to pay full damages for. So Hanizik Omer, the person who received the damage, he says, Hamuad Hizik, I maintain that it was the one that from which you'd have to pay Nezik Shalim, full Nezik. That's the one that did the damage. Hamazik Omer, and the Mazik says, no, lo, ki elahat Tam Hizik. I'll tell you, it was only the Tam one that did the damaging, and I only am liable to pay 50%. Once again, the person who is the mazik, only his claim is the one that we go with, because the Nizik is trying to be motzi, and he has to bring a proof. If he can't bring a proof, then we go with the lower value damage. Next case in the Mishnah, Hayuan Nizokin Shnayim. If those who received the damage were two different oxen, Echad Gadol v'Echad Katan, one of them was large, and therefore received a large cost of damage. V'Echad Katan, one of them was smaller, and therefore is not as valuable. V'Hamazikim Shnayim, but those who caused the damage are also one of the two. Echad Gadol v'Echad Katan, also one large and one small. So, Hanizik Omer, so the person who received the damage, he wants to maintain HaGadol Hizik as HaGadol v'HaKatan as HaKatan. He says the large one damaged the large one, because the large animal that got damaged is the larger value, and therefore I want to be able to collect from the larger one, which has enough to pay for my damage. V'HaKatan as HaKatan, and the smaller animal that got damaged was damaged by the smaller one, and therefore I don't need as much damage to be covered, and therefore I'll collect it from the smaller one, which has enough just to cover the amount of the smaller damage. The Mazik Omer, and the Mazik says, Loki el ha-katan as ha-gadol, ha-gadol as ha-katan. It's the small one damaged the gadol, and therefore all you can do to collect your due for the gadol, for the large one, is from the smaller one. Va-gadol as ha-katan, and the larger animal of mine, which has a large amount, is only liable for the damages incurred to the katan, to the smaller one. And therefore, you wouldn't necessarily be able to collect all of your damage. I'd still have cash left over from the sale of the gadol. Echad tam echad muad. Or the same thing would be true if one of the oxen that did the damaging was a tam, the other one was a muad. Hanizik omer, the nizik, the one who received the damage, says, Hamuad hizik as a gadol, va tam as a katan. He wants, of course, because his larger damage, he wants to say that it was done by the muad, who would have to pay full damages. It was a larger amount of money. Va tam as a katan, he says, the one that's tam and only has to pay half the damages, chatzi nezik, that's the one that damaged the katan. Hamazik omer, he says, lo, ki el ha tam as a gadol, va muad as a katan. He says, the tam, which only has to pay 50%, he's the one that damaged the gadol, and therefore I'm only liable 50% of the larger amount. The muad as a katan, I say, who damaged the katan? The muad, the one who has to pay full damages, but he's only liable for the smaller amount, which is of the smaller animal. In all these cases, hamotzi mechavero olavaraya, since he wants to pull out more money from his friend, he has to be able to bring a proof, and therefore we go with the taina, with the claim of the mazik.